Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, how's it going?
I'm all doing all right. Got in about 20 minutes ago and just shot you an email.
Okay, let's see, one second.
It said nothing. I just kind of wanted to talk to
Cool.
you about MD2U. What's
Have you
going
had your
on in this
coffee yet?
deal? Not yet. You know, I drink coffee after lunch. It's weird.
You do? How do you wake up in the morning?
Magic. Magic, buddy.
You got some good breakfast, and then you're ready to go.
Got some bright lights over my eyes. I think that's the main
Hold on one sec, let's see. Alrighty, so
So this is actually more on you. What exactly
yeah.
do we need to get $1 million here? I'm gonna write it all down and I'm gonna tell this guy what we need to get $1 million.
Okay, can you give me one second, Grant?
Yes.
One sec. Hey.
What's up?
Alrighty, so complicated deal, it seems like, in terms of the ownership
Is
structure.
complicated, and I think that at least we have an understanding of the corporate structure for right now, though, right?
Yeah, we do. We got an understanding of it. So, is the only app that you have so far Jerry Benfield, who owns, I think, 45% of the Holdings company, right?
Yes, for right now, I think that's all that we have, but from the way I understand their structure, they have a corporate board and all the other owners are on there. And from my understanding, I think that other people are willing to sign, but they were kind of hoping to get some numbers beforehand.
Okay.
And furthermore, I also just wanted to bring up another point. Regarding the corporate structure, there's the holding company, which
Yeah.
oversees the districts, and then there's the districts. I believe that their bank labeled Kentucky is
Okay.
the one that has the most revenue in it. So I think on your end, it's worth considering, are we going to be funding the holding company here that has banks that has fewer deposits in terms of number, you know? Like
Yeah.
maybe like just not that many relative to maybe one of the regional companies that has a lot more deposits and even in some cases more revenue. I'm trying
We'll
to.
probably put both. We'll probably cross collateralize in terms of put a few different entities on the contract. So, what's the rep's understanding of it? Like, what's the rep's sort of feel for it in terms of getting apps from other owners now up front?
I could ask him
Or,
for that, but
yeah.
I'm imagining that that would prolong things. I'm just thinking, I mean, a little bit more from the sales side that he's probably thinking from. If we can at least get some numbers, I think they'll be more interested on getting all those people to sign.
Yeah.
I can get you probably the documents that you need, such as interims and fins, as well as I think I even have the tax returns in the banks for almost all the companies, so it's big and complex, but that's what I do have, at least for now.
Yeah. And is there anything on this, like on the articles of organization, saying that Jerry Benfield has the authority to sign on behalf of all other owners, or is it just. Know anything about that?
That's a little bit of a new field for
Yeah.
me. Jerry Benfield, authority to sign for all other owners.
Yeah, I think we'll probably just want the other owners on the app, but so and on the contract. So
But
let's.
you mean like the authority to sign on all these financial decisions, right? That's
Yeah.
what you mean.
Yeah, typically we see it though more on like publicly traded companies where there's a huge
Yeah.
amount of shareholders involved than
I'm
an
pretty
audit in a
certain.
situation like this.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain that this needs to be approved by the board of directors.
Yeah. So, alrighty. So let's. You have full financials up there.
We've been working on this deal for a little while now, just because these guys aren't desperate. They're still weighing their options here, and I may have some that are like a month backlog, so like I don't maybe have interims up to today's date, but maybe like early May.
Yeah.
Let me pull up everything that I have on this. So the most recent things that I do have would be banks going up to April. I have some going up to March right here, but I think I have an email where I have some, yeah, I have some Aprils as well. It looks as though I also have, which taxes are these? I have 2014 taxes.
Okay. Could you do me, could you maybe just like add a note into the portal saying just make sure that maybe the P&Ls and balance sheets are in there. I think we got the tax return, it looks like. I don't see P&L and balance sheet. Maybe they were in the other file that we had before. I don't know if you have more up-to-date P&L and balance sheet for that, but maybe just like add in a note in the portal in the deal updates and conditions section for Arisen saying, "Hey, the rep and merchant, we're really looking to get some soft numbers. Just with Jerry signing off as 40%, 45% owner of the holdings company, the other owners are willing to sign, but they were looking to see some soft numbers before that. We understand that like if credit comes back bad on other owners, the offer may change, but any way that we can get a soft offer on this deal."
Yeah, I'm looking now for those P&Ls, and this is a deal that I split up the workload with Amy, so she may have more information than I do.
Yeah.
I don't have the P&Ls and fins on me as much as I thought, actually, just a whole bunch of bank statements from all the different regions they have. But Amy should be in pretty soon, and I'm gonna see if I can't get some more documents from her regarding this deal. Then I'll upload them into the portal. But you think that we can go with just Jerry in terms of potentially getting a soft offer in the meantime?
I'd just add in a note, just requesting it from Arison. So just if you could add in a note into the deals and updates and conditions section, just saying like outlining exactly what we spoke about. The merchant and rep were looking for a soft offer before they get the other owners to sign. We understand that this might like if credit comes back poor or something, that this might affect the offer, but is there any chance that we can get a soft offer? And I do see some sort of balance sheet. I see balance sheet and that was uploaded before, so.
Yeah, the one that was uploaded before. See, and that's the thing that I have a hard time answering because Amy's not in. I think she may have done some of the for submission stuff. So,
Okay.
if you do see the fins in there, at least some of the balance sheets, I mean, that'd be great because then I can I add that up in the notes that you guys should already have it, and we
Maybe
could get
just
this
go
started
through.
now.
Yeah, let's see. One second here. All right, and I see. We just have an Excel spreadsheet, consolidated balance sheet, for consolidated income statements. All right, yeah, I think we should be good. We don't have any year-to-date stuff. That's the problem. We got till end of
None.
2015, but maybe they don't. Maybe you guys don't even have that yet.
Yeah, that will definitely be needed, right?
Yeah, but just add in that note for Arson, and then let's just see what he has to say. Add in the note asking about any chance of a soft offer. The merchant and rep were hoping for it before they got other owners to sign. We understand this might change. Alright.
Alright, I'm gonna give this a shot, and I'll probably be in contact with you more today about this deal.
Awesome, sounds good. Thanks, bud.
Bye-bye. Yep, no problem. Bye.